This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. France's interior minister says violent protests in Paris are under control at this hour, despite ongoing disorderly acts he declared totally unacceptable. We get more now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
It's becoming a familiar sound and smell. Tear gas lobbed by riot police against so-called yellow vest protesters. Demonstrators sporting fluorescent yellow jackets were out in force again in Paris and across the country, protesting against a range of grievances, including low wages and high taxes. Around the iconic Champs-Élysées, demonstrators clash with police, set fire to barricades and attack stores. Armored vehicles rumbled through the streets.
That is Lisa Bryant in Paris. Since the unrest began in November in response to a sharp increase in diesel fuel taxes, four people have been killed in protest-related incidents. Despite repeated calls by President Trump for oil production to remain steady, the Saudi-led Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, along with Russia and its allies, have announced that they'll be cutting pumping of crude oil to reduce oil flows so that the market by 1.2 million barrels per day will drop, a bigger-than-expected cut. Latest impending White House high-profile departure, top official leaving, traditionally under control of what goes on in the Oval Office. Here's President Trump.
John Kelly will be leaving, I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy. John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis.
There had been speculation for months that Kelly would be leaving. The former Marine general and the president haven't gotten along very well. This is VOA News.